Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
All right, the Coyotes played last night, saw their eight-game point streak snapped at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. It was a good one in Winnipeg. They play again tonight against Edmonton. So we are fortunate to be joined by their head coach right now, Andre Tourney, on the Arizona Sports Line. Coach, thank you for the time. I guess let's just start with last night's game. You outshot Winnipeg 18-3 in the second period. That was a hard-fought game. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
I think we played a really solid game. If you look in the last of our couple game, that was probably our best game. So, you know, that's the nature of the sport. Sometimes you play a really good hockey, but you cannot win. And sometimes you don't play that good, but you find a way to win. So lately, we found a way to win. Last night, we played really good, in my opinion, but we could not find a way to win. But I was really proud of the way we played last night. Winnipeg is a team with a lot of desperation. They fight for a playoff spot. And we showed up and we played really hard. So I was happy about the way the boys reacted yesterday.
Yeah, on that note, Bear, you were down 2-0 going into the first intermission. Your guys really came out of the second period on fire. What did you say to them in between periods?
I did not say much, honestly, Wolf. I thought we played well even in the first period. I didn't think we get a reward for the way we played. I think we did a lot of good things, but we could not find a way. We made, obviously, a few mistakes, and we pay the big price for it. But I did not think that was a reflect of our performance in that game. I was pleased about our effort, even in the first. And obviously, in the second, we could have scored a few goals. We had a really good push. But Hellebuyck was rock solid, and we got unlucky in a few bounds, and that's just unfortunately. But it's not because we didn't play well or whatever. I was happy about the whole game.
We're talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Bear, you mentioned before, you know, you like that your team was able to you're playing against a team that's desperate like Winnipeg. A lot of times this time of year, you see those desperate teams pick up all the points, and you know, a team that where every point doesn't matter in the standings, like your own, might start to trail off. You guys have gone the other way. You've been playing better. Do you have any idea as to why that is?
No, not really. Honestly, yes, I do. In a sense of, I think it's because the guys. They like to be with each other so much. They fight for each other so much. They take a lot of pride. And there's if you look at our team last year, there were a lot of players who were wondering what's their future, where will they play next year, what's lay ahead for them. This year is a little bit different. If you look at our roster, all those guys want to be back next year. They want to fight for a spot in the team, and they believe in our team. So. For all those reasons, I think it's the guys fight really for their job and fight for the future of our team and fight for who we want as a team. So it's a different feeling. I have a ton of respect, and I said it last year, for the guys who were with us. They really gave us their best, and they really fought for us. But I think this year is a little bit different. The fact that those guys know they will be back, or they have a chance to be back in the future, and they want to be part of what we're trying to build here in AZ. So it's a different feeling.
You know, Bear, right now, Clayton Keller is just on fire. He's 17 points in the last 9 games. How much of this is Clayton, and how much of this is the line that he's on right now?
It's both. Garrett, I have no other way to put that. I really think it's both. I think Kel's make his line mates better. There's no doubt in my mind about it. He's so competitive, and he push everyone to be competitive. So that's A. But as well, there's B, which is he play with really good player, and those guys as well are in mission. You know, as Kel's is get it rightfully so a lot of attention because he's producing, but guys on his line do a lot of good things. They're a really good player, and I think they made our team a better team.
Bear, you're rotating 3 goalies right now, which is not necessarily common, but they're all playing really well too. So I guess that's probably just making your life easier, as it turns out.
Yeah, that's no doubt about it. I think we've been lucky. Well, not lucky. Yeah, lucky to have those guys in the sense of we have really good goaltending all season long. So that's a lux and an opportunity and a privilege we have. But Ivan came up with us, and he's doing a really good job as well. So that make our life a little bit easier, because if the performance will have been a huge gap, that would have been tough, because, again, last night, Vigi was so good for us. So it's good. Now we have another goalie who can get it done.
Yeah, you know, Vigi was out of his mind, no doubt. But you guys seemed a little flat in the third period. Do you agree with me on that, Bear, that you were a little flat in the third period? And if so, why?
I think we took too many penalties, and then it was tough. You know, we had to defend, I think it's 8 minutes in the third period. We were short, so tough for us to chase the game and try to tie the game when you're short like that. So that was unfortunate. We had a few calls against us, and a few calls we didn't get. That for sure did not help our offense to get going and get the opportunity to tie the game. Basically, we're chasing, we're trying to get in there, but it did not happen.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney, coach, I know we've talked about Barrett Hayton a lot this season, but that's a guy that basically started the year on the fourth line, and now he's centering the top line, and he's on an 8-game point streak too, and I'm sure there's a bunch of different factors that have gotten him to this point, but how big of a role has Clayton Keller played in that?
A huge role on and off the ice. You know, Kells and Hayton live together. They're really good friends, and both of them has something in common. They are extremely competitive. For the one who know Ace is even at the start of the season when the thing was not going well, a lot of guys will have been discouraged. A lot of guys will have let that get under their skin. Not Bear. Bear just dig in, and he was competing, and he was practicing harder and doing more extra time. Do everything you want from a player as a coach. It was a blessing to see him dig in and digging himself out of that hole. So that's a good example for the future of our team, because it will happen again to someone else. I don't know what the name of the guy, but someone at some point will be in the tough situation, and we'll be able to tell him, you know what, we've been there. You know, Barrett Hayton couple of years ago was in that kind of a situation, and he dig himself out of that hole, and that's the way he did it. He really worked hard, and he really keep pushing and never quit and never feel sorry for himself. It's the reverse. He just showed a lot of character, and we're extremely proud of him. So that will be useful for who? I don't know. I don't wish that to anybody, but that will happen. That's part of the pro sports. It was easy. Everybody will do it. So it's tough, and adversity will happen again, and we will have a good story about that.
Bear, you were talking about that top line of Hayton, Keller, and Schmaltz, and talking about how they do a lot of the little things that nobody really notices. Yeah. What are some of those little things that makes them so productive?
You know, they're really good on the forecheck. That's one thing I have in mind when you ask that question. In hockey language, we say they stay on puck. They're relentless. They're always on the puck carrier. Not just they're good when they have the puck. When they don't have the puck, they're a pain to play against, because they never stop. They're on top of you, and they keep going. And offensively, the other thing they do, they communicate a lot. There's nobody who talk more. Sometimes it can be demanding for teammates or whatever, because every time they come back on the bench, they have something they want differently. They want something they want more. They have something to say. And there's a ton of communication, and make everybody be on the same page. And okay, that's how we want to do it, and that's what we'll do in the next shift, or so on and so forth. So they are a good example of being resilient.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. I know you got a game to get ready for tonight. So thank you and good luck. All right.
Thank you, Bear.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. Right,
you too.